Utah residents can purchase ticket packages for the 2019 Sundance Film Festival starting at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Anyone interested should go online to www.sundance.org/tickets between 10 and noon. Fabian Castillo is the ticketing operations manager for Sundance and says the electronic queue has been tested and there are not any substantial changes from how it worked last year. He says locals can register in the electronic queue before noon, at which point it goes live and customers can go to their carts and make their purchases.
Our pre-queue opens up for everyone to start lining up in a virtual waiting room on our website. There will be a link that you will be able to follow to get into this specific wait line.
Castillo says individual tickets won't be available for sale until January 17th. This program is for Utah residents packages only.
At noon, the system should put them into the ticketing page that has all the options that are available for sale at that point, and they should be able to add stuff to their cart and then proceed to the checkout and finalize their payment. When you're picking up, we do require a Utah government-issued ID or driver's license to verify that you are a local.
According to the Sundance website, the theme this year is risk-taking. As always, founder Robert Redford will open the event with the world premiere film, which has not yet been revealed by the Sundance programming team. Castillo said programmers continue to finalize the schedule and will have details on November 28th when the film lineup is announced. Castillo said there are three options available for the Utah locals' ticket package sales.
The main packages and passes that are available our Grand Theater Pass and our local Salt Lake City Pass. And then the three packages we offer are the 10-ticket package, Salt Lake City screenings only, and the locals 10-ticket package, which we encourage a lot of our Park City residents to look into. And then finally, the Utah student 10-ticket package. Once the program gets announced in January, they go through and choose the specific films that they're looking to fulfill those tickets with.
All tickets will run $25 through the entire festival. January 17th from noon to 8 p.m. will be the last day to purchase individual tickets and will be done with the same electronic ticket queuing system. Go to www.sundance.org/tickets to purchase a locals package. If anyone needs assistance, they should go to www.sundance.org/customer support. KPCW will continue its coverage with festival updates and information, along with hosting the Sundance Reel interviews in January during the festival. Programming will include filmmakers, producers, and talent. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.